I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation, and thanks for joining me on day two in the Psalms. Today, I'd like to share with you a good word straight out of Eugene Peterson's The Message in Psalm 96, where the scripture says, "Sing God a brand new song, earth and everyone in it sing. Sing to God, worship God, shout the news of his victory from sea to sea, take the news of his glory to the lost, news of his wonders to one and all. For God is great and worth a thousand hallelujahs. His terrible beauty," I love that perspective, "his terrible beauty makes the gods look cheap. Pagan gods are mere tatters and rags. God made the heavens. Royal splendor radiates from him. A powerful beauty sets him apart. Bravo, God, bravo. Everyone join in the great shout, encore, in awe before the beauty, in awe before the might. Bring gifts and celebrate. Bow before the beauty of God. Then to your knees, everyone worship." What a beautiful picture out of Psalm 96, out of Eugene Peterson's The Message. I love the picture and the understanding that when we are in awe of God, we can see how powerful he is to have created the beauty. Has there ever been one of those evenings, maybe on the beach with your family or out on the lake in a boat, and you've seen the sun down and you've seen the pink turn to purple and the purple turn to navy and the navy turn to black as the night changed and as the day went away and the sun had fallen, and you get to see that? And how many times have you uttered these words, "Only a God could create that"? Well, only the God did create that. My granddad used to refer to that as the glory of the Lord, as the rays of sunshine would peek around those clouds. Today, in our time of weekday meditation, I invite you into a season of quietude and solitude. If you would, just start paying attention to your breath. Breathe normally. And with every breath, begin to settle your soul, settle your mind, settle your heart, and prepare yourself for a time of quietude and solitude. Tell the Lord two things that you're grateful for right now. When you're done with that, tell the Lord that he is wonderful. And how would you put that in your words? "God, you are wonderful to me today." And now let's draw a deep breath, treating breath as the difference and almost like the imaginary barrier, and stepping from the noise of this world into the quietude and solitude of being able to listen and hear for the voice, direction, and promptings of God. I'll mind the time, and in just a few moments, I'll be back to wrap up our time of meditation. Well, thanks for joining me again for day two in the Psalms. And thank you for being a part of our weekday meditation. One of the things that I hear from our listeners and participants about week after week is that you'd like a little more time to be able to focus and listen to the voice of God. And I've heard from many of you that go back and repeat this meditation in the evening as well. So I invite you to that as well and to share these on your social media platforms. God bless you, friend. I trust that you'll have the greatest day ever. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.